From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Major newspaper reports Trump asked for Comey's loyalty. Claims and counterclaims are reverberating across Washington concerning President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey and the status of an ongoing investigation of Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
The White House has offered several reasons for firing the man who oversaw the Russia probe. And what of President Donald Trump's letter of dismissal, claiming Comey had informed him on three occasions that he is not a target of the Russia probe? Senators had questions. In an interview with NBC, Trump stuck to his version of events.
I actually asked him, yes. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know? Am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
Democrats, meanwhile, continue to fume over Comey's dismissal. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
A report in this morning's New York Times said President Donald Trump summoned FBI Director James Comey to the White House in January, where the president asked Comey to pledge his loyalty to him. The New York Times said Comey refused to make the pledge, but instead told Trump he would always be honest with him. Trump pressed Comey several times for his loyalty, and finally Comey told the president he would have the FBI director's honest loyalty, that according to the newspaper account. The Times reported that Comey told associates about the dinner and then asked them not to tell anyone while he was FBI director. But the associates feel free now to talk about the details of the dinner, that Comey is no longer at the FBI helm. This is VOA News. Top U.S. intelligence officials are warning Russia is likely to get both more aggressive and more unpredictable in the future. The U.S. informed French officials that Russia had hacked France's computer networks during the country's presidential election. France's Election Campaign Commission says a significant amount of data, some of it likely fake, was leaked on social networks after a cyber attack on the presidential campaign of candidate Emmanuel Macron, who will be sworn in Sunday as France's new president. Saudi King Salman's recent decision to grant women more rights won praise in some quarters and grumbles of discontent in others. Despite the newly won freedoms, though, Saudi women are far from enjoying the same rights as their Western counterparts, as Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Saudi TV announced with little fanfare the royal decree last week permitting women to make a certain number of decisions without seeking the permission of a male guardian. It said that the move conforms with Islamic Sharia law. Legal advisor Hassa al-Dulaimi told State TV the decision was based on a complaint over equality of the sexes in obtaining services from the government. She says Saudi women will now be able to obtain various government services, including the right to enroll in a university without the agreement of a male guardian. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Saudi society is still gender segregated, nevertheless, and women are required to be covered from head to toe while in public. It's been 3 months since the top commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan said he needed more troops. U.S. military officials tell VOA that thousands more troops may be on the way. Australia's prime minister says that they're open to increasing their work there with consideration to other global commitments.
But it is very important that we continue. We and our other allies in the effort in Afghanistan continue to work together to build up the capacity of Afghanistan's own security forces so that they can keep that country secure.
U.S. military officials are telling VOA their plans could include sending thousands more international troops to Afghanistan. A trade agreement ranging from banking to beef has been reached between the U.S. and China at the G7, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
Policies, and I think you probably saw last night, we made an announcement of a 100-day economic plan with the Chinese, so I think we're very happy with how we're proceeding on trade.
The breakthrough results from an agreement President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping made during their meeting in April. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reports. Reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.